Welcome to Urban Echo, an Ableton Live 12 breakbeat workflow build for drum and bass, especially if you want the dusty jungle motion without frying your CPU. In this lesson, we're not trying to build some huge, overprocessed loop that eats the whole session. We're building a lean, flexible break system that can carry an intro, drive a roller, create tension before the drop, and still leave room for the sub to breathe. That's the whole game in DNB. The break does a lot of emotional and rhythmic heavy lifting, but it has to do it efficiently. Think of this workflow like a break that's echoing down a city block. It's close enough to feel alive, but distant enough to feel atmospheric. Present, gritty, rhythmic, a little bit worn in, and very controllable. So let's start clean. Create one audio track for your break and keep the project lightweight from the beginning. Drop in a classic break loop, or any loop with a strong kick and snare relationship and enough grit to survive chopping. Don't overprocess the source yet. In this style, the edit concept is doing a lot of the work for us. Open the clip, turn warp on, and use beats mode for punchy drum material. If the break is tight and snappy, preserve around 1/8 or 1/16. If it has more natural swing and you want to keep that jungle character, stay careful with the transient handling so you don't flatten the personality out of it. Now add a simple starter chain on the break track. High pass with EQ 8 around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out useless low rumble. Add drum bus with a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, but keep crunch moderate and boom very subtle or off. Then use utility just to keep things simple and neutral for now. The goal is to hear the break's character before you start pushing it around. Now comes the important mindset shift. Don't chop the break into random tiny bits right away. Think in phrases. Think kick and snare pairs, snare tails, pickup hats, ghost notes, and small turnaround moments. In other words, edit musically, not mechanically. A good intermediate workflow is a hybrid one. Keep one full main break clip for the core groove, and make one duplicate clip for edits. Then create a few 2-bar or 4-bar variations. Start by changing just a little. Remove one kick to open space, add a reverse snare tail into a backbeat, thin out the hats for a bar, or leave the snare exposed so it hits harder. In DNB, the listener locks onto the snare grid, so if the backbeat stays strong, the smaller changes around it feel intentional instead of messy. This is one of the biggest secrets here. Energy doesn't always come from adding more. A lot of the time, it comes from exposing less. Next, let's build the atmosphere layer. Create one return track called Echo Air. This is your city reflection space, your control distance, your urban echo character. On that return, use a delay with either an eighth note or a dotted eighth time. Keep the feedback moderate, around 20 to 35%. Filter the delay so the low end is cut away, because we do not want the sub frequencies bouncing around in the echo. After that, add a reverb with a fairly short to medium decay, something around 1.2 to 2.4 seconds, with a little pre-delay so the transient stays clear. Then finish with EQ8 and trim any extra low-end or harsh upper mids if the return gets too sharp. The key here is selectivity. Don't send the whole break into the echo equally. Send just the snares, ghost snares, or a few transition chops. That contrast between dry and wet is what makes the effect feel designed instead of smeared on top. Now we shape the arrangement with call and response thinking. The break can act like a call, the bass can answer, or the bass can call, and the break can answer with a fill or a reversed fragment. That back and forth is what keeps a DNB section moving. It creates conversation, not just repetition. So in a 4-bar phrase, maybe bars 1 and 2 play almost full. Then in bar 3, remove a kick or create a gap before the snare. In bar 4, throw in a short reverse into the downbeat or a quick hat burst at the end of the bar. These tiny edits make the phrase feel alive. They also help the arrangement breathe when the bass comes in hard. Ableton makes this easy with clip envelopes, duplication, consolidation, and careful manual edits. You do not need to overcomplicate it. In fact, the cleaner the workflow, the more confident the groove tends to feel. Now let's add a minimal top layer. Create a MIDI track with a tiny drum rack, just a few one-shots, a ghost snare, a closed hat, maybe a rim or click, maybe one short percussion hit for fills. Keep it sparse. This is not a full drum kit. This is a support layer that fills in the gaps without eating CPU or clouding the break. Process that layer lightly. A little saturator for edge, a high pass with EQ8 so it stays out of the low end, and maybe a subtle compressor or sidechain if needed. Keep the width under control if it starts feeling too disconnected. The job of this layer is motion, not attention. Place the ghost notes around the snare, on offbeats, or just before key backbeats, in rollers and darker jungle-style sections, those little details can make the groove feel constantly in motion without making it busy. If the break starts to feel static, don't immediately pile on more plugins. That's a trap. Instead, use resampling. Create a resample audio track, and print a few bars of your edited break with the echo send active. Then chop that printed audio into short texture fragments. Reverse a few tails before snare hits. Add tiny fades so the reversed clips don't click. This is a huge CPU saver, because once the moment is printed, you can stop relying on real-time processing for that effect. This is one of the smartest habits in a DNB session. If an effect happens only once or twice, print it. If it's part of the core groove, keep it live. That one distinction can save a ton of resources. Now route the break, the ghost layer, and any fills into a drum bus. Keep the bus processing light and musical. Use glue compressor with a modest attack and release, aiming for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Add a little saturator with soft clip if you want extra density. Then use EQ8 for tiny cleanup moves if the break gets boxy. The rule here is glue, not flattening. If the snare loses its crack or the groove starts feeling smaller, back off. DNB drums need impact, but they also need space for the sub and bass movement. Now let's map the edits into a proper arrangement. In the intro, maybe the first 8 bars start filtered and sparse. Let the break reveal itself gradually. Top end first, then the snare arrival, then ghost notes, then the bass. That slow reveal creates more lift than starting full on. In the main groove, let the full break and bass lock together. Then in the next section, strip the drums back a little. Remove a few hits, add a reverse fragment, throw some echo on the last snare of a phrase, and use that negative space to build tension. Then when the drop returns, bring in a slightly denser version of the break. Not a totally different break, just a stronger, more energized variation. More ghost detail, more selective fills, maybe a slightly wider feel if needed. Finish with a DJ-friendly outro by reducing the break to kick, snare, and a little head to tail while slowly pulling the bass away. This kind of structure is what makes an edit usable in a real track. It's not just a loop. It's an arrangement tool. And the bass relationship matters a lot. Keep the sub mono. High pass any bass textures that don't need low end weight. If the breaks kick and the bass are fighting, try editing the break's low tail before reaching for aggressive EQ. Sometimes the fix is in the clip, not the processor. Also, if needed, carve a small dip in the bass around the kick's fundamental. Little frequency decisions make a big difference in DNB. A really solid phrase shape is this. Sub on the downbeat, mid-bass answering offbeat, break filling the gaps with ghost notes and echo tails. That gives you a powerful, functional groove without clutter. A few practical habits will keep the whole thing clean. Use clip fades to avoid clicks. Don't overchop the break too early. Keep the main transient anchors consistent, especially the snare and the main kick. And if the loop starts sounding too looped, don't rewrite everything, just change the last hit of every 2 bars. That tiny recurring shift is often enough to make it feel intentional and evolving. If you want to push this style further, try a reverse snare tail right before the drop. Try a tiny echo throw only on the last snare of a 4-bar phrase. Try printing a very specific fill moment and then recutting it into a new texture. Those little moves give the track personality without killing the CPU. So here's the bigger picture. Urban Echo is about taking one break and turning it into a flexible, reusable system. A main break, a stripped edit version, a controlled echo return, a minimal ghost layer, a lightly glued bus, and then arrangement choices that make the section evolve naturally. If you get that working, you'll have a breakbeat workflow that feels gritty, musical, and ready for darker jungle, rollers, or neuro-leaning DNB, all while staying lean enough to keep the session moving. For practice, build a small 32-bar section from one break loop, make a main clip, an edit clip, one echo return, one ghost note layer, and one light drum bus. Then arrange it so the energy steps up over time. Filtered intro, full groove, reduced variation, echo-heavy transition. Keep the core break recognizable the whole time. That's the Urban Echo mindset. One break, many moods, low CPU, strong arrangement, and a whole lot of forward motion.